Wednesday, December 14th, 2022, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in order. I'm Chairman Jeff Olson. I'll be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please, ma'am?
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Hyatt is absent. Millen is absent. Olson?
Here.
And Vineyard?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes, which we have two batches of, October 12th, 2022, and November 9th, 2022? Seeing as there are none, may I have a motion, please, to approve then those meeting minutes from Wednesday, October 12th, 2022, and Wednesday, November 9th, 2022, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Perez?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
All right, minutes are approved. We do not have a public hearing. We do not have unfinished business. So we're going to go straight to new business, which is PZC 2022-22. Tom Bowman, petitioner, has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kennecott, Illinois, requesting final plat approval to subdivide approximately 2 acre vacant parcel into two single family lots. Property is generally located at the southeast corner of Van Emmon and Timber Oak Lane, formerly Benjamin Street. Jason, do you have anything to?
Yeah, I can just go over real quick. So this is a final plat of subdivision. They're taking the one lot there, dividing it into two. In 2019, we rezoned this from B2 to R1. The petitioner wanted to sell it, market it more as residential, as that was a better use for it. Tom Bowman bought the property. He wants to divide it into two. The property line goes to the middle of Van Emmon. He was originally going to divide it into three, but since he has to dedicate 40 feet of it to the city, since that is public right-of-way, he's down to two to keep that R1 zoning. He's creating a more smaller footprint single-family home on there, so he's going to try and keep a lot of the topography and the trees and everything. So just a pretty basic, subdivision. There were originally, when he was doing three, he might have needed a variance, but now that he's just doing two, And then EEI originally reviewed when he was doing three, and we went through back and forth. What's submitted in your packets now where he's doing the two? In time for the packets, EEI didn't have their comments back. Our engineer was in Italy. So we have gotten comments back from them. They are good. There's one or two minor things, but within the motion, it just says it'll be subject to all of EEI's comments, which they only have one or two left of what you see here. So when it goes to City Council, it'll all be square. So if you have any other questions for me, go ahead. Tom Bowman, who's the petitioner, is available online if you have any questions as well.
Anybody have any questions?
I have a random one. It's nothing to do with actual zoning or like the actual plotting. It was for Timber Oak Lanes. Is that still a private drive or has that right-of-way been turned over to the city?
That is, so it's a right-of-way. It's a public right-of-way now. Okay. The developer who is now developing what was Kendallwood Estates, it's now Timber Ridge Estates. He changed the street names. He is not going to change do an annexation agreement amendment to change the name. So legally it's Kendallwood Estates, but it's marketing that way. They don't turn over the streets and the public stuff until they meet certain requirements.
Okay.
Typically when they're done, there's engineers will go out and do reviews and things like
that. That's what I was thinking as well. Would they need any sort of easement to use that road to get onto these properties? Because from what I was looking at on the plot, it looks like the driveways would be going onto Timber Oak.
They would be going down to Timber. No, it would just be like anything else, just as if they were part of that development as well. They'll have to take care of their frontage, and at that point, it'll be dedicated.
Just wanted to make sure, because I even went on Google Street View and saw that they had that road roped off and said private property. So
yeah,
I just wanted to make
it's
sure.
Open now.
Awesome. Yep. I figured that was
yes. Yes, you can drive up in there if you so choose.
Awesome. That's all I have.
All right. May I have a motion, please, then to May I have a motion, please, to approve the petition PZC 2022-22 final plat approval?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote. Somebody got to read it every time.
I got it. Okay. In consideration of the proposed final plat of subdivision for Bowman Subdivision, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the plat to the City Council as prepared by Norman J. Toberman and Associates. Date last revised November 28th, 2022. Subject to all future comments made by Engineering Enterprise Incorporated.
Thank you, sir. May I please have a motion, roll call vote on the motion?
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. The motion is approved. Is there any additional business, Jason?
Yeah. Final additional business. Hope I put it on the. Yes. It's just a meeting schedule for 2023. You can take a look at it. Nothing really major, no holidays or anything popped up on our meeting days. So if you're all good with that, we'll just.
Good form.
We're just good to go forward then.
Good for me. All right. Seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
So moved.
All those say aye.
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 Those opposed, say no. Meeting's adjourned at 7:22.
Thanks, Deb.